Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Oh my God. Eddie Sepp sent me a TikTok video of Lisa Lampanelli going bananas on stage.
Wow.
We just watched it, AJ and I together, and oh boy.
Mad.
Oh boy.
Yep. I'd be like, okay.
I thought this was a comedy show.
I'm like, gonna get out of here.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how mad was she?
12.
Uh-oh. 35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, off the charts.
She walked off stage.
Yeah.
She was calling for someone to be pulled out by security.
Yep.
And then she started scolding the audience. Like, I'm such and such, I have my, I don't need to do this.
Oh, wow.
This is my third to last comedy show, and this is what you people want to do to me. And then she walked off stage.
Yeah.
Definitely bad night. I'm worried about her.
Bad night, yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody's like one nerve away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I feel like we're all just one. Ba-boom.
We're all capable of meltdown.
Now, right before the show started this morning, I was just getting a cup of coffee, walking through the studio, and I hear, F these people! I'm like, who is messing with this poor man already? Like, AJ, what's wrong? I can't get the temperature for West Haven! Like, that doesn't seem to rise to the level of what you're... Your freak out.
You know what? It's been all week. It's been like something to do with a computer, something to do with the internet all week long. And I thought today was going to be that one day where everything was working fine.
It's all about AJ.
No, you made it that way.
No, I do think you're an extreme case. You get mad before pandemic stuff. You were mad about people parking wrong.
This is true. And they should learn.
No, I think that everyone's more like you now.
Oh, thank you.
I think
so. I kind of blend now. Thank you. Appreciate that. Welcome to my world.
Everybody's ready to pop.
Yep. And they do.
And they are.
Yep. The hell is that?
Or popping.
That was people popping.
Right.
Popping off right
boom,
now.
Boom, boom, ping, ping. Can you imagine if when you got really mad, you just exploded?
Yeah, just blew up. Just spontaneous combustion.
Just like,
kaboom.
Anybody see Chaz? Oh, yeah. You see that splatter on the wall over
there? Yeah, right. There's a piece
of... That was him about 20 minutes ago. Wow, it was something.
See that finger stuck to the ceiling?
Or your body stays in place and your head just explodes.
Like scanners.
All right, yeah, there could be different levels of popping.
Yeah.
Like full-on rage, AJ would just be gone.
Yeah, I would explode, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It'd
dust.
Just be pink mist.
Right, that's it. Does it have to be pink, really?
There'd be a flip-flop
right. And
pink mist everywhere.
Thank you. That sounds like a bad weekend, but okay.
Wow.
But some people could just their head explodes, just their neck is there.
Yeah, just the head pops.
Yeah.
Just the head.
Yeah.
And your body's smoking.
Or if you're annoyed, just a hairline crack goes across your forehead. Like,
yeah, that's what was happening to Chaz in the Mitch Halleck break.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. But that would be interesting because it would force everyone to, I got to calm down, breathe.
Right.
You don't want to explode.
I almost popped.
Or you take duct tape, start duct taping your head.
But you know what? It would definitely control the population on the planet.
Yeah, it would.
Because babies get all upset.
Right. Poof. Poof. Right.
Like, oh, damn, I got to make another one now.
Yeah, back in the bedroom. Here we go.
Let's try it again. We'd have no babies. They'd all explode.
Let's try it again.
Well, crying is one thing, but when
they tantrum.
A baby, it doesn't even know what's really happening.
Yeah.
But it becomes so uncomfortable.
Agitated. The head gets purple.
Yes.
I've seen that.
The purple head.
Purple head.
The purple head.
Any name for a bar?
No. I don't think so.
Go to
no.
The purple head.
No, AJ.
Nope.
No.
I'll go if I want to. God damn it.
Where's AJ? He's at the purple head.
Right.
Okay.
I always knew that about him.
Yeah,
Is he wearing a shirt?
Yes, it's a rear entrance.
Oh, yeah, that baby with the purple face would pop.
Yep. They would just...
Yeah.
Like grape jelly.
Austin's the like, greatest wait. Thing about this, if we're going to, look, if we're going to be forcefully implanted with chips,
yeah,
I'm going to say, okay, but.
You want a self-destruct button?
There has to be, if you get to a certain anger level, you just explode.
Nice.
Because I want to see that. That would make it fun. Life would be interesting.
So if I see a car really like in traffic, I get the guy really mad, he explodes.
Well,
out of
that's
car.
The thing. Especially like an elderly person who's like giving you the finger.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Oh, how'd that work out for you there? Right.
Or they open, try to open a childproof cap. Dry pickles. Bah! Poof.
Yeah.
Yep. More pickles for me.
All of a sudden, you realize these things aren't that important because I could die right now if I get upset.
Right. There should be some kind of noise. Like a...
no.
Like a ramp up. I like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I like the complete surprise.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, I didn't even think he was that mad.
No.
AJ was just... seemed like he was having a good time, and then he just blew up.
Even better. As you get mad, all of a sudden you start hearing Pop Goes Weasel. Like the Jack in the Box, but as you get madder, it goes, it goes louder and faster, and all of a sudden,
poof! Better watch out.
Yep. That'd be awesome.
Mm.
It's like walking in one of those Comic-Con shows. Yeah, I didn't even think the Avengers were that good.
Also, you hear a bunch of...
Yeah. Right.
Be like when you have like one of the cap guns. It's got like the handle.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting because you could get on stage.
Yeah.
You know? Bruce Springsteen starts talking political stuff. All of a sudden, you find all the Republicans in the audience.
And popping like corn.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that was a waste of $300 right there.
Well, we have a shorter audience now.
Yeah. Wow. She went nuts. Did you get a chance to hear it, Phil?
Some of it, yeah.
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 It's going to take a while to...
She got some volume going on.
Ashley, can you look up what show it was? Is there something on the internet?
Yeah,
is
this was from 2018.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because she says at the beginning of the clip that you sent me that she's 56 years old. So she's 60 now.
Oh, this is old news.
Just been trying to be 60 over here.
You've been fact-checked.
Damn it.
Well, that kind of takes the luster out of it.
I just wasted 9 minutes of my life.
I just hear, right now I'm hearing.
Boom!
Boom! F these people!
Why would Eddie send that to me last night?
Well, TikTok is not dated. It doesn't show on that video when it's from.
Oh.
So I don't know when that was posted.
All right.
All right, so, uh-oh.
I guess it worked all. He won't be able to hear you guys.
We can still respond, though.
We can.
Yes.
Because that's a perfect situation.
Hey.
Hey.
Have you been up?
I just got up about 3 minutes ago.
You mean like 2 seconds ago? Okay.
When the phone rang?
3 seconds ago, yeah. The morning routine, if you know what I mean.
You're on the air.
Oh, well, hey, terrific. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hey, that Lisa Lampanelli clip, that's amazing.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it, and I can't figure out if it's old or if it's new or what the deal is. But, man, she lost it.
We figured out it's old. After about 10 minutes of me talking about it on the air.
Well, here's the thing. When I first saw it, it's the skinny Lisa Lampanelli. So I thought, wow, this can't be that old.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not 10 years old.
Good deduction. Yeah, it works.
No, but it was very strange because for somebody who always has her composure and is always focused on, you know, the audience and the experience and the whole bit, for her to get mad like that, I want to know what, like, the 3 minutes before
what set her off.
That 90 seconds is.
There was a whole string of those Lisa Lampanelli meltdowns on stage right before she announced she was retiring. I think she got to a point where it's like, I'm not having fun doing this anymore.
Yeah,
and I think that was one of the shows that brought her to that conclusion.
Yeah.
But she even saying, I have 3 shows left.
Right.
So I was like, whoa, did she pick up a new run and decide to do a residency for some extra cash?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
during the pandemic, everybody was doing telehealth and all that, and I didn't know where, you know, she was at. Was she making money? Was she not making money? I mean, look at all these big artists who sold their libraries to survive during the pandemic.
Is that why they sold them?
I think so.
Yeah, David Crosby especially.
Dude, that's strapped for
cash. David Crosby said he was living paycheck to paycheck, which was concert to concert.
Huh.
The guy snorted half a Peru.
This is true.
Motley Crue sold, too. A lot of people sold.
But did those guys, do they need the money?
Bruce Springsteen sold.
Springsteen did not need the money.
Aerosmith sold.
Springsteen didn't need the money.
Well, if you look at Springsteen, think about it. You're in your 70s. You're getting ready to ride out in the sunset. The market is hot right now. Take the money, and you could still take the money and have some control over it.
Hmm.
So he has a lot of control over what they do with his music. So I think that that's why he did it. It was a money grab, and I could still get control right now.
Yeah. It's interesting that Lisa Lampanelli was, you know, melting down before the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, because I heard that clip, and I'm like, you know what? We're all one nerve away from that moment. She was way ahead of the curve. She was again a trendsetter.
Exactly.
Say the mark.
So, all right, we're gonna roll. I'll let you get back to your business. And thanks for sending that clip.
Have a great day.
You too, man.
All right, love you, brother.
Bye.
All right.
4 years from now, we look forward to his Kanye West text.
All right, time now for the Flubble montage.
Yay.
How did AJ do?
Hello?
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 Does AJ know?
Hello? No idea.
He's flubbling like a son of a bitch up here in Salisbury.
And everywhere else in Connecticut.
All right, let's take a listen.
You'll never hear me have a day without a single flubble.
Top 10 things you'll never hear AJ say.
Right, you'll never hear me say clearly without any single flubbles at all.
Wait.
So therefore, you're not going to hear me say a day with you know, completely speaking clearly without a single flubble. That's never going to happen.
Wasn't there a kid cartoon? Was it the blue dog that had a train that talked?
Thomas the Trink and Tank.
I wait for that. Everybody, hands are ready. Go.
Thomas the Trank. Everyone remembers him.
Yay.
Why do we do this?
I thought it was to let kids walk to the bus stop.
Are you choking while you're talking?
What the hell do you read?
Sounds like when Goofy goes skiing.
Actually, it sounds like he needs to turn a chair right over. Ah, damn it. Right, yeah, because it was all, you know, powered up. Whatever they do, they blow it up to make it work. Yeah. So it was all aired up.
Powered up.
Yeah. Whatever they do, they air
ready
it up.
Ready to go. Your bedroom needs cleaning?
Yeah. Touch up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, can you just touch up? Shut up.
Does that need...
I'm going to click your head in a second. Good.
9 snakes, 43 horned lizards were seized.
It was so flat, it was literally like a cartoon.
You probably pinched off everything, all the blood things.
Pinched off all the blood things.
Relax, lady.
Wow, he almost got screwed bad. Yep. Has anyone any bun? Yep. Thank you. Save me the trouble.
You roll a cigarette in a diaper.
What?
My friend's little nephew, you know, little baby nephew, ate a cigarette and be sour. It was all tobacco in the diaper.
How old is he?
He's 78.
Has been smoking for 55 years.
Let's see, math.
All right, Ashley, answer.
23.
There's one of some guy who's got his hands full, like looks fed up and says, when you just paid 500 so much for Brady's ball and he unretires. Yeah.
Wow.
I saw that one like on Facebook, like all over the place. Yep. Hang on, I'll get it. Yes. There were words in my mouth. It was like a scramble. I knew they were there. I was just trying to get them out of my goddamn mouth. There's a shirt right there.
There were words in my mouth.
I knew they were there. <And Campbell.
laughs> There are some classics in there we have to grab.
Wow.
Wow. You know, it's amazing when I see you listening back to what you said, and you could hear what we hear.
Yes.
Yeah, as you're saying it, it makes sense to you.
I should probably turn around next time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you stop? What's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Only on 10, new video of a shocking and sickening sight on South Beach. A man caught on camera touching himself at a busy Starbucks. Witnesses say the lewd act went on.
Now, wait.
It's not subtle.
I'm touching my arm right
yes.
now.
Right. I don't think it was his arm.
My kneecap?
Right.
Maybe a little higher.
Apparently he wanted more than one pump macchiato.
Several pumps.
10 minutes.
Too much. And tonight we're hearing from
the women. Did they say for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Wow.
For about 10 minutes.
Too much.
Wow. Yeah.
Too much. The guy's like, too much. You know, because 8.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually around 5.
It's too much.
Yeah. We're in civilized society. Right. 5 minutes is the max. Everyone knows this.
It's too much.
It's forms like Popeyes.
I'm sorry. If you pull your wiener out for a second, that's too much. At 10 minutes. Oh, that's
10 minutes.
That's the line.
Wow. That's busy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And tonight we're hearing from the women he was allegedly following throughout the entire ordeal. Local 10 crime specialist Richard Matter is in Miami Beach with this exclusive.
We spoke to these young women. They're visiting from New York. They are so disturbed by this. This happened all in the middle of the day, in the middle of a Starbucks. Police, they did get this guy pretty quickly, and now he's facing some serious charges.
He was the guy with his pants down around his ankles. Right. Easy to find.
Yeah. But, yeah. The chase didn't take long. Kind of hard to remember your pants on your ankles.
They've got the blur on them. Like, there was video that they were showing. But you can tell that it wasn't even just one hand. He had both hands on it.
Wow.
Both hands.
Wow.
So, like, he's standing there, and it's not like one hand's on the hip, and, like, he's trying to, like, pretend like the other one's in his pocket or something. Like,
right.
It was very obvious.
You're trying to hide it.
What was happening.
Is it that big?
I can't tell the size.
Right?
That you need both hands? Just a question.
Maybe he was trying to, like, you know, do Facebook Live at the same time.
Boy, if you need both hands, though, wouldn't you... want people to see it. I'm not saying that that's how
not
you
in
do
Starbucks,
it.
Starbucks, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a horrible
maybe
thing
a,
to do.
Maybe a movie theater.
But man, if you need both hands.
Both
Jesus.
Hands, yeah.
Now I'm interested in the story for another reason.
I'm thinking that Burger King commercial takes two hands and a Whopper.
Okay.
The man in this video was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior inside a Miami Beach Starbucks.
What are you doing?
A customer records the man inappropriately touching himself as employees who may not be aware continue calling for orders.
Get the out. It's disgusting.
We spoke to the woman behind the camera, Alyssa DiMaria.
He puts his hand in his pants and there's still like 30 plus people, 20 plus people in this Starbucks. Everyone's witnessing it.
Two young women visiting Miami.
Did he just put his hands down his pants or did he pull it out and start doing stuff?
Well, he's standing like behind them. So he's not even like seated at a table where he's like trying to he was not hiding it. Like, he's just wearing like basketball shorts and like a t-shirt and he's just got his hands right down his pants.
He's young. Like, when we were doing the story, I had a very different image in my head.
Really?
You pictured some old guy?
Like, yes.
Like, how old? Like, he's 5?
No. I don't know. In his 20s, I would guess. Okay.
He's 27.
Yeah. I pictured him, like, I don't know, 70s?
He describes himself as a unemployed male model.
I wouldn't go that far.
Homeless, unemployed male model.
Really?
Yeah.
I think to call yourself a model, you have to have had some modeling jobs.
Well, you never got a photo shot here.
He's not even standing behind anything. He's just out in the open.
Like a display.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, there was no attempt to hide this.
No, none.
But his thing is not out in the open. His hands are down his pants.
I don't think they blurred out that area.
I honestly can't tell.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
He's holding up like a fuzzy basketball. But yeah, they have that area blurred out in the video.
Good. I don't want to see that.
Did you put like a little have a nice day smiley face there?
I think you did want to see. That's why you looked this up.
Yeah, really?
Well, I needed some more information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you weren't interested till I said both hands were down the pants.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, oh, he's young.
And he's just wearing socks, right? Or does he have sneakers on?
I can't tell.
No, you're right. Like, just socks. Oh, my gosh.
I think they're like the slip-ons.
That's not better.
He's wearing like slides.
I think the odd thing here is that there's a Starbucks with an American flag flying.
Seriously, right? We found the only one.
Like, maybe how the hell does that happen anywhere?
Right? Maybe saluting. I have no idea. That's true. You don't usually sit on a Starbucks.
No.
No, not at all. Especially.
They do not support the troops.
No, they do not.
You ask them for donations. They're like, nah, we're good.
Yep. Maybe he hung the flagpole from flag first. Here's a pole. No idea.
Yeah, I'm just kind of watching it now so I could pick up on some things.
Right.
Phil, do you have any other observations before we start playing the audio again?
No, I get, but I mean, 10 minutes. So like these girls
That's
are sitting
time.
Outside. There was a video, like that started this package where like they're sitting
package?
At a table and he's across from them at another table touching himself. But like, he's not even sitting at the table. He like pulled the chair way out so he could face them. And then he's sitting with like his legs open, like just looking at them like
right.
this.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it went on as long as it did before someone responded.
What I love is that every news person, they start with the desk and there's two news people.
Yeah.
And they go to the street person live
who's going
to throw it over to a recorded package. But every single person has to have a disgusted look on their face when they do this.
Oh.
You cannot
be like smiling.
Have a smile on your face.
Right. Hey.
That's right, Jimmy. I'm outside the Starbucks right now where a man had his wiener out
for
10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's done now for the rest of his life because girls will know, oh, you're that guy? You're the guy that did that at that Starbucks? Like, there's no dates anymore.
That's you're forgetting about the whole part of the population that when you're arrested for something, all of a sudden you have a bunch of fans.
Yeah.
It could be for being a serial killer.
It's
Ted
true.
Bundy had women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, he's got a fan base now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the two-hand thing.
Right, exactly, right.
Like, hello there.
Right.
All right, let's hear some
Miami
more.
Beach say the man was focused on them inside and followed them outside the Starbucks.
Okay. All right. So that's you got to be put in a padded room now.
You do. And to make it worse,
not to say that being in the Starbucks for 10 minutes pulling your thing
right was acceptable.
So it was okay.
Yeah.
But now you've crossed the line.
Right. Now you're going outside.
But now
with
you've
it.
Really crossed the line.
Yeah. Now your orders to go.
There's.
Honestly, I'm surprised no one threw a drink at him.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked.
Or punched him.
Right.
No dude. Like knocked it off. Boof. You know.
Boof.
Boof. Right in the face. Right in the chops.
No boof.
Right in the mush.
There was no
right in the mush.
Boof.
Right in the
there's
mush.
No boof in this story.
Yeah. Mm. It was boff.
See now, if people got upset and popped, there'd be about three people popping in this scenario.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom. Exactly.
But yeah, so there's crossing the line when you take that little step over the line.
Yeah.
I'm over the line now.
Yes, you are.
This person just walked right into the room.
Yeah.
Over the line, into the room.
Broad jump.
When you're following people, that's...
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Just as way for asking for a date. Sorry.
All right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you stop? What's wrong with you?
We spoke to them. They say this went on for at least 15 minutes.
He's literally just... touching himself to us, making eye contact with us. Everyone in the store sees it.
They also took video of the suspect sprinting down the street.
What a scene.
He's running. He was like almost in like a state of like nothing there when he was chasing us, but then immediately when the police showed up, he perked up and literally sprinted.
This video
all the
shows
caffeine.
Police trying to take 27-year-old Blake Rain into custody.
Set the-
The police report says Rain ran from police. He's combative while police tase him.
Oh.
The suspect appears in bond court. He says he's from New York. Rain was argumentative with the judge.
I didn't commit what they said I committed. It was this false.
Definitely
really?
Not.
We caught you, wow. We caught you two-handed.
Exactly.
The evidence is right there.
Sounds like they tased him in the tongue.
Right?
The girls were walking around in bikinis, so when they switched the other video where they're outside, like they're sitting at the table and like they got like bikini tops on.
Not an excuse.
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm trying to explain more of what's going on.
Yeah, we want to be able to see the whole deal.
Right.
Why are you in a Starbucks still wearing a bikini?
Right.
It's Miami.
Yeah, no one kicked them out.
That's what they do there.
You could wear a bikini, but this guy can't put his hands down his pants?
Right.
Yes, correct.
Oh, all right.
I'm just checking.
I'm just checking.
Right.
Want to be clear.
Right. In case we go to Miami. Want to blend.
I just want to make sure.
Want to blend.
All right, so this is where I don't put my hand down my pants.
Maybe he's trying to find
his... I got it.
Maybe he's trying to find his money. I put the money down my pants over here. Trying to somewhere with a lot of bills.
Boy, that's...
That'll stick out.
It's not something... You can't explain that one.
No. And that's something you see
you
every day in public.
You know, I haven't had intimate relations in 2 years.
Right.
Everybody does it, but there's a time
right.
and a
there's
place.
There's a place.
Right.
Like, well, what about when you were home?
Right.
You
exactly.
Taking care of it there in
right.
private.
Or at least like down an alleyway or something, someplace out of public eye.
No, at home.
He said he was homeless. Hello.
All right. You're right. You're right. He doesn't have a home.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't have that room like you do.
Right. So to him, this was like being in his kitchen.
Right, exactly. This is where I go for coffee.
The world is my home.
It's where I go for coffee.
This is where I get my coffee. This is like my coffee nook.
Right.
I don't know what these people are doing here.
Yeah, exactly. You're my home. Mm. That's what I do.
Coffee nook.
My coffee nook.
Right.
Is there any more to this report?
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Well. That definitely sticks out.
There's this part of the brain you're going to look at when they start mapping brains.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's the black spot right there.
Yep.
That's a fried circuit right yeah. there. You yeah. go.
Replace that circuit, we're good.
Yeah.
Yep. Pronounce the hand-eye coordination part.
Well, they talk about these people who do this, the flashers or whatnot. It's not a sexual thing. It's the...
Cry for help?
They... Probably.
Okay.
But it's the reaction they get in their victims that gives them kind of like a sexual
gratification.
Like Facebook, you're doing for the likes. Yeah.
Blah.
Right.
Right.
Like doing for the reactions. Got a bunch of wows that time. Yeah. One ha ha.
Paul on the road.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
I drive for a living. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. The most recent stuff was down in New London, across from the train station. It was the dead of winter. There's a guy with shorts, gloves, and shoes on, nothing else. Oh, and a cape. And he's singing.
Shorts, what? Shorts, what, and shoes? And a cape? Shorts, what?
Shoes, shorts, and a cape. And some gloves in the winter, but he doesn't wear gloves now.
Right. Okay.
But he stands there and sings, and he yells at people, and I call him Superman, because he has the cape on.
Hmm. Yeah. Probably trying to do the naked cowboy thing, but different.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, he's loony. And one time I pulled up next to him and I said, hey, somebody must have left the door to the home open again. And he got mad at me, so I had to take off.
Whoa. I wonder what set him off. What could it be?
I saw him just a few days ago, and I smiled and gave him the thumbs up, and he waved back at me. So he's out there. But the thing that got me is he was there. It was like 10 degrees out. He's there with no shirt.
Right. Was he singing Let It Go from Frozen? Let it go! Let it go!
No shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he sing good?
Not really. He mostly just yells.
Okay.
Just it is a great question.
Right.
Though.
I am just curious. He's got pipes.
Yeah. It's not bad, but it's everybody down there knows him, and I've seen some other weird stuff down there. Last year, I saw a guy jogging with nothing on but a Speedo, which was, and he was kind of weird.
Man.
And then there was another guy on Ocean Avenue who used to be yelling and screaming at cars and threatening them and waving his arms and stuff, so.
Oh, my dad was there?
All right, Paul, thank you,
thank
man.
You, sir.
You're in the running for Steve Miller tickets.
Wow.
Thanks.
Busy down there. Oh, no.
Leslie in Bethlehem. Leslie?
Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Hello. There you go.
Good morning.
Yo.
Yeah, so I have a very odd story. Back when I was an undergrad in New York, I went to Hunter College, and during my breaks, I would walk over to Central Park, and I would study, read, whatever, have my lunch. And one day, you know, I found a really nice rock, you know, way up high and had a good view. And I turned and I looked, and there was a man who had been jogging past me who circled back and proceeded to drop his shorts and start pleasuring himself.
Oh, facing you?
Yeah.
his way of saying he likes you.
He was probably about 30 feet away, but in plain view of me, doing this clearly to
right.
you know.
Yeah,
get a reaction from
you.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Did you applaud? What did you do?
You know, I moved myself and turned, and, you know, there were other people behind me, but they couldn't see him because of where I was located on the rock.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, I just kind of watched to see what he was doing, and I turned back around, and then he was in a position and started taking a dump.
Oh, I had to get things going first. The Central Perk jerk.
Yeah, and then I'm like, this is done. I start packing up my stuff, and then he just pulls up his shorts and then proceeds to just keep jogging away like la la la, like, you know,
nothing.
Regular day for me.
Right.
Normal day.
It was just Tuesday.
He had a to-do list,
right,
and he got two things off his list right there.
Exactly. He did it.
Did at any point when he was performing for, or like...
his command performance.
Did you guys meet eyes?
No, he had his eyes on his business both times.
Oh. Okay, so he's focused.
He's like one of those guitar players that are looking down, making sure to get the chords right.
Yeah, he's doing solo,
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, hyper-focused on what he was doing.
Right.
Wow.
Got it done.
And, you know, young guy looked like just, you know, could have been a banker, investment guy, whatever. You know, nicely dressed for his, you know, workout outfit.
So he had a withdrawal.
Yeah, exactly.
He left a deposit.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right, Leslie, you're in the running. That's a great one.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You
too. All right. Steve Miller, tickets up for grabs. Everybody on. Yeah, up for grabs.
Yeah.
Everybody on gets in the running for them. Odd thing you witnessed in public. Nick in West Haven.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning. Morning.
So when I was in high school, I got in a bit of trouble and gotten a tutor.
On high school or in high school?
I was on the roof. That's why I was in trouble.
In high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
And I had gotten a tutor, and I would go to the library every day. And one day I went to the library, and we're walking past the computer section, and there was a lady there. And she was looking at some stuff on a computer with her hands down her pants. And pretty safe to say she was flicking the old bean.
All right, I got to hit the dump on you.
Yeah, just say she's pleasuring herself. We don't need any metaphors over here. We all know what's going on.
Wow.
All right, so maybe she's doing some kind of self-examination on the computer.
Yeah, is there a code for that that's acceptable? Like, we call it pleasuring yourself.
Right.
That seems to be an accepted term.
Yeah.
Is there something for it that the ladies use?
Not really.
No.
Nah.
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 That's it, what I just said.
Doing laundry by hands?
I know.
Women don't say that. Right. Men say that about women. That's a difference.
Yeah. And I never heard that before, so thank you. I have new material.
But you can tell this is an old story because he said the computer room. Well,
right, the computer
remember
room.
Remember in school, there used to be, this is where we keep the technology.
Right, the technology room. Right. Now they have laptops. They bring. Right,
it's isolated just in this part of the building.
This is the computer room.
Back in the middle of the first floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Well,
I wonder what page she was looking at
you
on
learned
the
a lot
internet.
That day, though, yeah.
She found those pages early.
Way more than I did from the tutor.
Nick, thank you, brother. You are in the running.
All right, thank you, boys.
Thank you.
And girl. Bye.
Bye. Nick. Nick A. We have a computer issue.
Like, you're talking bad about me?
I can't pick up Summer in Bridgeport.
Oh.
I used to manage Popeyes.
Oh.
I don't know why.
I love Popeyes.
Al, Long Island.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Morning, Al.
Morning. Okay, I was a truck driver. I'm retired now, and I was heading down the road, and I'm pulling up to a stoplight, and there's a woman walking, sandals, bikini bottom, bikini top strung over her shoulder.
Oh.
And, of course, I'm seeing it from behind, and I'm waiting for the light to change so I can, you know,
go
get
forward.
A good view.
I'm surprised you even and noticed that the light was red.
Or just to blow it, yeah.
And, of course, there's a guy in a tanker truck on the other side. He's craning his neck trying to get every last view. She goes through the intersection, walks into a house, and disappears. And you know, this is an example.
Well, did
why
she
I don't
disappear,
play
or you just couldn't see her anymore because there's a wall on the house? Or
a tank in front of your way.
She was a magician.
Well, that'd be cool.
The chicka-boom, the song.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Where did she go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Only it wasn't a black bikini, but still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one time I see a woman topless in public, and she's facing the wrong direction.
Damn it. You should blew your horn so she would turn around.
All my years as a trucker.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you had to honk the horn so she would turn around.
Exactly. Make her think there's danger behind her.
Figures. Yeah. I didn't think it until now. So.
Guess it's going to build a time machine.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, sir.
I don't think we could put him in the running for the tickets because he's from Long Island.
Oh.
And now let's go to a crime in progress. Apparently there's an odd thing you witnessed going on right now live in Bridgeport.
I thought it was a Cars video.
Summer in Bridgeport.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. You okay over there?
What did you do?
Oh, I work at a university and ambulance are driving by.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you're good.
So, what's your story?
Everything is good.
Good.
So, I was a manager at a Popeyes in Bridgeport, and there's a normal crackhead that comes in all the time. He likes to, you know, ask people for free food and chicken and money. And one night, he came into my store, and I was coming downstairs to give my employees change. And it's crazy because he hadn't seen me before, right? And he started asking for the manager, asking for get free chicken, and I told them I couldn't do it. He started calling me names and saying everything in the book, you know, because I'm white, only white person there. And he ends up getting on the counter and yelling at us and saying that he wants to go viral and to take videos of him. And we do end up calling the police. The police do end up coming a good half hour later. He's still there. He's waiting, bugging me. And, I mean, he's calling me everything. I'm 24, you know, and he's saying that I'm, oh, so old lady, so fat, you know, no one would love me. I'm so chubby.
Oh, my God.
Point is that he keeps going, right?
Yeah.
And when the police do come, they end up, like, taking him outside and standing with him for another 20 minutes or so and end up buying him chicken. He ends up leaving with the chicken for just a couple minutes, right? But he does end up coming back when the police leave. And it's just crazy because he still keeps going all throughout the night. The funniest thing, though, right?
We got to get to that. Then I got to go.
A different manager, right? And she was actually knew him. So he actually never came back again because the way he acted was so inappropriate.
Oh, man.
They get back to the mayor's office is why.
Joe in Essex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So I, among other things, am a licensed boat captain. And one of the things I do a lot is I run boats up and down the coast spring and fall. So I was heading north from Florida a few years ago.
These boats
ago,
that you're running up and down the coast, they're for, like, they're yachts for rich people or?
They have rum weapons.
Yeah. No. These are privately owned yachts and mostly sailing yachts. So I'm running north, just off of Virginia, maybe a 100 or 2 miles off of Virginia, and it's nighttime. So it's not unusual to see some military, craft out there. But this particular night, there happened to be a lot of them out there. The only thing was we didn't know it. They were all dark ship. So there were no lights on. They must've been doing some combat operation. Or something
maneuvers.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and our radars would not pick them up. They were using some kind of radar jam or you know, radars.
Holy crap.
They actually sent jam into the radar.
Exactly.
If you got 70 trillion tons of steel out in the water and your radar doesn't pick it up, they got some stuff.
All of a sudden, you're like, right into a ship.
Oh, my bad.
Ouch!
These guys definitely knew that we were there. They saw us coming miles away. But we didn't really know where they were. So we're sailing along, and no moon that night. So really just dark, no visibility. All of a sudden, this huge row of, like, green, iridescent, almost like UFO kind of stuff
lights up really, really close to us. And then all of a sudden the radio lit up, and it was the support ship to the aircraft carrier that was only about a mile, mile and a half in front of us. Can't even believe they let us get that close, but they were moving away. And the other ship was behind us, only about 3/4 of a mile. That one turned on its lights all of a sudden. So basically, these 2,000-foot ships more or less appeared out of nowhere right in front of us. We had no idea that they were this close. And then all of a sudden, as soon as the lights went on, we could see the aircraft that were coming in and doing night landings. And they were doing these touch and go where they'd hit the deck for a second and then they'd speed back off.
Yeah.
It was really neat, but it was a really, really bizarre scene to sort of find ourselves in the middle of the night. At first, you know, you're rubbing your eyes, kind of like, am I really seeing this, or am I just getting tricks played on me by my mind?
I'm just picturing Titanic iceberg scene also.
Because you're like, Marco, Polo, Marco!
Wow. Yeah, so that was pretty bizarre, one of the more bizarre things I saw out in the water.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're just one button pressed away from just being a flash out in the water. Right. Little lightning bug hitting.
Ooh. I'm sorry, did I get you?
Yeah, bug zapper.
Great.
Gone.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Lost at sea. I wonder what the guys up in the bridge on these giant ships would have thought. Like, hey, let's have some fun with this poor little sailboat here.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch this.
They had probably had sonar to hear you soil yourself.
Yeah. Hope he brought extra undies.
Right. Turn the lights on. 3, 2, now.
Operation Fudge.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
All right, so lately there's a movement in the world to make work, like, fun. So, because nobody wants to go to the office anymore.
Nobody.
So the idea is these workplaces have to do things to make it, you know, fun and happy. And, like, we're doing here. We're doing a lot of things here that
it's
are, like, fun.
A lot of things.
Yeah, so we're having, yesterday there was food for St. Patrick's Day, and the other day there was a musician here playing, like, it's fun.
It's cool.
So, yeah, sure. But I have.
Yeah, can I just say, like, this is the last, we're just talking about the end of the world.
Yeah.
This is the worst time to try to be a manager.
Right.
So, leave your managers alone. Stop complaining.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard enough just to get a business going and keep it going. Like,
so
just,
I should throw out this list.
Yeah.
That would.
Yeah.
So I have the 5 things to actually make workplaces better.
Okay.
Not, you know, it's not like free brunch or whatever, all the donuts. I have 5 things. Number 5, I have 2 causes that I really believe in. One is the ending of changing the clocks, and the other is ending reply all.
No one cares about the clock changing.
No, they do.
They don't.
I'm telling you, everybody does. Phil knows, right, Phil?
The people they just made a bill.
Yeah,
it just passed.
The United States Senate.
Yeah, and it's
going
to pass.
There's nothing else going on.
Right.
No, this is important to me.
Ending World War III.
On the fringe of nuclear annihilation.
But
let's do this clock thing right now.
Bears being shot.
Well spent time.
Chaz, but this is how the government works, though. This was an issue like 5 years ago. They're getting to it now.
Mm. Like sloths.
That's
but at
it
least
goes.
It will be sunny when nuclear war happens. Because they will have saved the sunshine.
We'll be able to see, as we're like digging through the rubble of a supermarket to find food.
Right, 7:23 and it's still bright outside.
I love it. So changing the clocks has been a big one. But for the workplace, reply all. Is my number one problem, and you two you are part of the problem. You have to stop replying.
Who
all.
Two? Which
AJ
two?
And Chaz?
Oh,
you
okay.
Two. So if there is somebody that gets a promotion, just send them an email directly. Stop replying all. Make
Everybody
it better.
Else
no,
no problem.
They all do it.
No,
they
problem.
All do it. But you start it. It's your fault.
No.
Nope. Stosh you're the first
started.
One.
Look back. Stoshbowl started.
No, that argument's irrelevant. But however.
Yes. Like most of them, yeah.
I need that clip.
And everybody deals with the reply all.
They hate it.
But aren't you to the whole, aren't you spreading joy to the
that's,
whole company?
That's the, like, so when I've complained about this in the past, a number of times, that is what the response is. Oh, you're making everybody feel good. No. It's making my email mental. So I'm trying to check my email. There's 50 emails from people being like, bah!
I have to say, I did wake up from a nap yesterday, and I'm like, what's
right.
wrong?
You think there's an emergency.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, I am very happy for Tristan and his promotion, but I should just go tell him directly. I don't need to make sure that the whole building knows that I'm happy for his promotion.
All right, so next time is a fine bill. Reply all.
Doesn't it seem like team spirit?
Yeah, that's a weird hill to die on.
No, I hate it. Who would you call it?
Tristan, I bet.
No.
Whoever this is, I hope they don't answer.
I would love them to answer.
I'm kind of curious. I want to know now.
It's a mystery.
I just want to check and see if this is something we should be doing or not.
Okay. Oh, whoever you're calling is going to say that I'm wrong. I can promise you that.
We're calling you.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail.
Oh. She will 100% tell you that I am wrong and this should, that reply all is your friend and it makes everybody feel good, but I think it's terrible. So that's number five.
Okay.
She even said in her email, please join me in congratulating them.
Yeah, that was like,
thank you, Rafael.
Right. So the email basically says, like, AJ, be the first one to respond.
I was not the first one.
Be the third one to respond.
I was second.
No,
number
you
missed
four.
Learn how to use Zoom. It's been 2 years, everyone. If you can't figure out that you're on mute, I don't know what to tell you. I never want to hear the phrase, AJ, you're on mute again, ever. Not one more time. No to turn off mute.
I have to tell you, I love this guy. He's my brother. But man, so embarrassing. We're on with Larga Travel talking about this trip. And I'm like, oh my God, it's 2022. We've been Zooming for 2 years. This guy comes in sideways. AJ, no sound.
You're on mute.
AJ, the mind.
The most ridiculous stuff behind him.
His head's growing out of the side of the monitor.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on number four.
Number three. Everyone should learn to entertain and interest people in 30 seconds. It's like dumbass news. You open with the headline. Then you tell the rest of the story, right? So you say the headline, whatever the dumbass news bit, and then if everybody looks interested, you tell the rest of the story. So if you're going to come into my office, you got to catch me right away.
Start with the headline,
and then if I look entertained, you can continue. If I'm still looking down, you should walk away and regroup, and then work on your headline.
All right,
well,
taking notes.
That's how this made the list.
Right. So I'm sitting there typing, I'm doing something, somebody comes in and says, hey, blah, 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 blah. If I don't look up, you go away. And then you work on your bit, and then come back. That's how it should be. Every single person who works here.
Well, who does it the most?
Yeah, who's the worst offender?
Oh, no, is it me?
Oh, no, you guys are actually good, because you don't come back there that much.
Oh, I stay with you part of the building.
Right, so both of you, Chaz and Ashley, when they come back, you open with the headline. And Chaz, when you come to my office, it's like we're in a rush, like the building might be on fire. So you really grab my attention. You know how to do this. You're like ratings friendly. Yeah. I don't know, sometimes Alan comes in, and he's got to open with the headline. Alan, give me the headline. Okay, so you saw the new Batman and it's really dark. All right, I'm interested.
I can see.
You got to open with the headline.
All right.
All right, number two. I'm telling you, this will make offices better. I'm right.
Oh, yeah.
I need all emails in bullet point form. So this might sound OCD, but it's the best. You have five things you want from me. Bang them out in bullets. I don't need paragraphs. I don't want long explanations. I want bullet one, computer screen doesn't work. Bullet two, Phil's mean to me. Bullet three, this microphone's distorted. That's what I want.
Who said that email?
Right.
Chaz.
Let me write this down.
So that's what I want. If I want more information and I want a long explanation, I'll find you. Just one sentence.
The great thing about that is if you number them, you could just write one, no. Two,
correct.
No. Three, screw off.
Right.
Four,
right.
Get out of here.
It's perfect way to reply.
Yeah.
Exactly right. That's why the bullet point form is the best of the forms.
This is definitely directed at me.
That was directed directly at me.
Doesn't it seem like this would make the workplace a happier place?
Yep. Always. Much happier.
You know what this is?
Do you feel happier?
This is the disguised way to yell at all of us.
Don't have parties. Don't have free food.
Because so far I got hit.
Don't
he got hit.
Entertainment.
I'm waiting for Ashley and you to get hit.
It does feel like we're being reviewed again.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, these are some suggestions.
Subconsciously. Nobody else notices.
This is for everybody. All the listeners go to offices. I'm just helping everyone out.
BS.
It's the same thing at the job site. If a guy needs to borrow your saw, just say, let me borrow the friggin' saw. I don't want to hear a story. Get
right.
The saw, go
right.
Cut, bring it back.
Here you go. Yeah. I need the saw.
Right.
Bang. Or open with the headline. I've cut my hand off. I'm interested. I want to hear the rest of this story. That is the headline.
And he'll still put his head down.
Are you supposed to come with your arm bleeding? Or?
Oh, it adds to it. A little visual cue. I'm into that, too. All right. And the number one thing is, I think, Summer Fridays, where no one works except you guys. That's what I'm into. I think everybody in this building that has regular jobs that aren't on the air should have no work on Friday. See? That's a fun one. From Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Nice.
Then I wouldn't be able to do this segment anymore, and what a shame that would be. Because I would be at home, asleep. It would be awesome.
But yeah. You know how to use Zoom, so you'd be okay.
Exactly.
Right? It would be, Keith, you're on mute.
Keith,
we can't see your face. You're on mute.
Hot dog coma.
Let's go tan.
2 months, Phil. Not 2 months I haven't had hot dogs. So that's it. That's my top five.
Thanks.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.